Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Darling and Darling podcast. I'm Simi and with me is Tim, and today we're going to talk about languages.
Yes, welcome everybody. And we have split our episode in two parts. The first one is, why would you even bother to learn a language? And the second part is how to learn a language. So stay with us, no matter if you feel like it's completely useless to learn a foreign language, or maybe you're already into it a little bit. Stay with us, there will be something interesting for you here. So Simi, why are you learning languages, and why do you want to learn even more languages in the future?
First up, I think learning languages is a lot of fun, and you also get a really big insight into the culture of the country this language is spoken in, and it also helps with communication. For example, we are living in Germany and we learned the English language in school, but after school we actually learned it properly. Before it just was school English, and afterwards it was actually actual English, and it helps us a lot with communication, and it helps us a lot with other stuff. I mean, our website is partially in English, this podcast is in English, so we use it regularly and daily to communicate. So that's also a big plus point there. It helps for traveling. If you know the language, you can, as I said, communicate with people. And it also broadens your mind to learn stuff and to also get new resources to learn about other stuff if you know more languages. What would you say? Why do you want to learn languages?
I completely support what you said, especially with that broader horizon for communication. Once on the output, as we do it right now, we just can reach way more people if we do it in English than in German. But also with the input, we don't only, for example, when we conduct research and we watch videos on YouTube, we don't only watch videos in German, we can also watch videos in English, and I can also watch videos in Spanish. So that's really interesting to find the exact content that is interesting for you and that you enjoy, because you just have a broader horizon to choose from. So that's what I find really interesting. And I think that was most about knowing a language. Like, we spoke about the advantages of being able to understand a language and to speak a language, but I think it's also advantageous to learn one, because first up, it's a challenge for yourself. So just by doing that, you will grow yourself, because you have to push through when it's difficult. You have to keep doing it even when you don't feel like it, because you have to have this consistency when you want to learn a language, because otherwise it won't work. So I think it's for your personal growth. It's a really interesting challenge, and it's worth trying out. And what I also really appreciate, because I have already studied a bit of different languages, I've started several languages, and what I've figured out is that with each language, it's a unique journey. So when the first language obviously was English in school, and then I had some French that I really hated in school, but the first language that I started studying by my own choice and that I really enjoyed studying was Italian. And when I was into that journey, I thought, okay, let's try another one, and I imagine it will be quite the same, and it will just repeat itself and will be just another language but the same tools. And then I started studying Spanish, because in that moment, like, it's pretty similar to Italian, but it just fit more with what I wanted to do, and also with my traveling plans at that time. And then I realized the journey to learn that other language is completely different, because I've had different tools, I've had obviously different content creators to follow, and you just take a different pathway because there will be different vocabulary you learn, there will be different topics you learn about, and that's for me something that made it really interesting. And in the meantime, I've also studied quite a bit of Swedish, and that's the same. It's different content creators I follow, it's different stuff I learn about, it's the cultures of the respective countries, but also just other things I listen to podcasts about or I watch videos about. And with every language, it's just something else. And that's what makes it really interesting for me, because the journey for each language is completely unique. So that's what I really like. And also when you start reading books and you start looking for books that were written in those languages, then you will stumble upon books you would not have found otherwise. So that's also something I really like, because I can see that studying languages has shaped my life because of the topic I found by looking for content in those languages. And then this content, yeah, just influenced me and shaped how I view the world. So that's something I really like and I really appreciate, and I find really interesting about this journey of studying languages. Zimi, what would you say about how to learn a language?
I would definitely say not to do it like we learn it in schools, because it's just not working properly. It's just not the way you would normally go about learning a language. I would suggest here to look at how children learn languages or their mother tongue. And if you look at it, they first get exposed to language and then they hear it and comprehend it. And at some point they will try to use different words and they will try to engage with you. And at some point they learn about how stuff gets pronounced, and then they get better with it. And at some point they just start talking. And that's how children learn languages. And I think it's really amazing how they do that. And I think we can also use that for our advantage when you want to learn a language.
Yes, and also what I really like about children learning a language is in school it's always about making mistakes and being right, and you don't want to make mistakes on a test, for example. And imagine a child, when a child sees a dog and it's now able to say a few words, and then it's like, "Mom, woof woof." In school it would be like, "No, you stupid bozo, that's not a woof woof, it's a dog." But for a child it's completely fine to react that way, and the child is allowed to experiment with the language, and then at some point it will figure out by itself that it's called a dog, and then it will start using the real word for it. But in school you're always punished when you use the wrong words, or you at least feel like you are punished for it, and that's what makes it really difficult to start practicing. And you will also gather negative experiences with it, so you will be conditioned to not do it, because when you get punished you will not show that behavior again. Little psychology here on for free, I would say. So you make that connection, and then you will realize, okay, the next time the teacher asks something, I will not raise my hand anymore, because maybe he will correct me, maybe my classmates will laugh. So you want to create an environment when you study a language that is not like that. You want to create an environment where you can make mistakes, where it's okay to make mistakes, and where you learn from them, and where you expose yourself to different contents long enough that you will grasp the right words automatically.
I also think what you said about that, like, children are allowed to experiment with languages and with language. And I think that's such a cool thing to experiment with it and to go into it and to try different stuff out and to figure out which is working and which is not working. And yeah, I think that's also really fun to experiment with it. And I think it's really sad that in school we learn that we are not allowed to experiment and that we get punished for it, and that the whole environment in school about languages or around languages is that everybody is afraid to make mistakes because you don't want to get punished for learning something really cool.
I think something else is that in school we are always urged to learn the rules and learn the basics before we are allowed to move on. For example, what do you usually start with languages? It's like these mainly used verbs with like to have, to be, and then you get all the conjunctions for it, and you have to repeat those over and over again until you know them. Then you will write the test on them, and then you will move on to the next words. Imagine that for a children. Like, imagine a children that learns English as a mother tongue, and then you teach that children, I am, you are, he, she, it is, and so on and so forth. And then you force that child to repeat it over and over again, and only once the child can do all of these words right, then you will move on to the next word. That's, for a child, that would be completely ridiculous. And it also is for an adult. It is completely ridiculous. My advice is, if you want to learn a language, like for the first few basics, you just have to get into it, for example, with YouTube tutorials or something like that, or podcast tutorials. That's what I've used mostly. But once you have that basic level that you can understand something, then my advice is that you look for content that is interesting for you and that you like. And the main content should be listening. You can add some reading at some point, but you should always be listening most, because that's how our brains work for some reason. That it's way easier for us to understand something when we listen it, when we listen to it. And it's also, like, I've seen people who tried learning a language or learning vocabulary only with flashcards, for example, or only with written materials. And that just doesn't work. If you have no idea how these words are pronounced, or if you always pronounce them the wrong way in your mind, then it will not stick. And you will not be able to properly use these words or to understand them in spoken materials. So start with listening, and always keep listening your main approach. And when you're intermediate level, when you're a bit more advanced, then you can add reading, when you can add written materials, but keep on listening. Also with the output of language, so speaking and writing, my experience is, and what I advise you to do, is do that as early as possible, but do it when it makes sense for you and do it when it's fun for you. So when you know a few words, you can start saying them and you can start building simple sentences out of them. But if you feel uncomfortable with that, and if you feel like it doesn't make sense, then don't do it. I, for example, I haven't used Spanish for speaking or writing quite a while. And then at some point I've realized, oh, I have quite a big vocabulary and I can start using it. And then when I was journaling, I started writing a few sentences at first and later whole entries in Spanish, because I've realized I can do that, I'm able to do that, I have the necessary vocabulary for it, and the most important part, it's fun for me. So then, and only then, I started doing that, and then that was when I realized how much it improved my learning. So my main advice is, do what's fun. Find material that's fun for you, start using the language the way it's fun for you, and then it will stick. And also, don't feel the urge to repeat everything twice or thrice if you just don't enjoy that. because then you will stop learning at all and then it won't help. But do what's, just listen to what's fun for you. And even if you don't understand everything, you can repeat it. But if you then get bored, on the other hand, then just move on to the next one and listen to that. And then you will learn. We have our two main takeaways here that I want to mention. And the first one is, your brain is wired to comprehend languages. That's one thing it is made for. So don't even ask yourself if you are able to learn another language, because I can tell you, you are able to do so. Your brain is able to do so. Your brain is made for that. So all you have to do is find the right techniques to do so, and you will be great at that, and it will be a lot of fun for you. And the second thing is that every language is worth the effort of learning it. When I started at first, I thought like, ooh, Swedish would be really interesting. I really like the sound of Swedish and also the Swedish nation and the culture there. But I thought like, I don't know why I would learn that. I just don't see the necessity of it. So I switched to Italian, because I had the feeling that that would be more useful for me. And only when I started learning, I realized the learning itself is so much fun that it's worth it. And you will obviously find opportunities to use it. But even if you learned a language you would never use, it would still be worth it. So even if you have a language that interests you and you can't see a case where you would actually need it, that doesn't matter. It's worth it learning it. So just try it out and you will see what I mean. You will find out that it is worth it putting that effort in. So, Simi, what is the prompt that we have prepared for our listeners?
So for today's episode, we want you to sit down and think about, what language do you want to learn, or what language do you want to improve? And maybe you're sitting there and listening and think like, okay, but I don't know where to start. Don't worry, we have that covered. So there are actually 4 techniques you can use to find out what language you would like to learn. First, you can go to your bookshelf and look at books or your favorite books, and can look if they were translated. And if they were translated and you really like that, then you can just learn that, because reading a book in their native language they were written in is a really cool experience. The second idea here is that you look at a map and just scan through it and figure out where you want to travel. And then you can learn that language where you want to travel, because it will definitely help you to communicate there, and you will learn so much about the culture you want to travel to. And the third idea is that you just think about which languages sound nice for you and which languages you really like hearing. And then you can also start learning the languages and start speaking those beautiful languages for yourself.
Yes, for me, for example, especially with Swedish, that was that I listened a lot to Swedish music and also to music that had Swedish lyrics. And that's what got that whole process started for me, because I really liked the sound of the Swedish language in those songs. And that's what ignited that spark that I wanted to learn that language. And yeah, I'm into it right now and I really enjoy it. And the fourth point is that you can think about, what language are you learning in school right now, or do you have to learn in school? And my advice is, use that language. Like, maybe you don't like that language and you really want to get rid of it and you just want to stop learning it. But I advise you to take it on the other way around. Take that language into your free time and learn it by yourself, and then you can see the subject you have in school as an add-on to your learning. Just like when you have your your native tongue in school, it's also the same. That's not where you learn it. You learn it in your nowaday life. You learn it when you talk with your family. You learn it when you read books. But in school, you just get an add-on of a little bit of grammar, of a little bit of new words. And that's also how you can treat a foreign language. So if you have to learn French, for example, in school, and you don't enjoy it the same way I didn't enjoy it back then I urge you, try that out. Learn it in your free time. Learn it with the methods we have presented here, and see the school just as an add-on, where you just learn a little bit of grammar and a few words additionally, but see your main effort to learn the language with the listening you do at home and with the reading, and where you expose yourself in a way that is fun for you and that you enjoy. And first up, that will make the subject in school more useful, because you will actually start enjoying it, because you will start liking the language. So you will get hungry for more, and then that subject will give that to you. And the second thing is, you will improve overall with that language, so also your grades in school will get better. So it's a little bit of win-win there, and you will also be able to speak a foreign language in the end. So that's amazing. So no matter where you are right now, no matter how you want to do it, find a language that you are interested in, try that out, and you will have a lot of fun with it. We will see you in the next episode or on our website. Have a great week until then, and until the next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.